The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Work it back around the perimeter. Open three on that left side. It is no good for Dojo. Long rebound by Carney High. Pass up ahead. And Stiffen, after the rebound, is able to get it up to Snyder. And Snyder lays it up and in.
Tonight, it's the finals of the girls' D24 district tournament in Gibbon as the Bertrand Vikings battle the Gildner Hornets. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Layup. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
These two schools battled it out this past fall in the volleyball district final, with Bertrand coming out on top. Tonight, Gildner looks to even the score with a victory on the hardwood. It's the Hornets and Vikings coming up next, but first the New Tennessee pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live from Gibbon right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Gibbon High School as we're all set to send one of these two teams to the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball, a district final, a district championship game between 22-2 Gildner and Bertrand at 12-8. And over the years, these two teams have run into each other on their way to the state tournament more than once. And again, it is a possibility here for Gildner to make their third straight trip to the Girls State Basketball Tournament. They have become a team that is very much accustomed to playing here in the district final. For Bertrand at 12-8, they are hoping to get to the state tournament for only the second time in state history. And they've only been there one time back in 1987, so it's been at least a full generation since Lady Vikings have been able to punch their ticket and make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. So once again, 12-8 Bertrand, 22-2 Gildner, and obviously Gildner probably the favorite in this one, but again, Bertrand playing well enough to get here, picking up wins against Loomis and Eustace Farnham to make it here. They upset Eustace Farnham comfortably 46-33 in the sub-district final to earn themselves a spot here in the state tournament, or at least a step away from making it to the state tournament in Lincoln. Well, that's what's up for grabs, a district title and a trip to Lincoln. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for Gildner and Bertrand when we come back right after this.
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Gildner.
JSGK Catering in Gildner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Gildner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Gildner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Gildner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Gildner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Gildner area. Go Hornets!
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Gildner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Gildner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
In Gildner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Gildner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. We're about 2 minutes away from the starters being announced here between 22-8 Gildner and 12-8 Bertrand. You know, Bertrand playing in the Republican The Republican Plains Athletic Conference plays a lot of schools that are a little bit larger than them, and that might twist their record a little bit as they come in at 12-8. But again, playing a lot of schools that are larger than them, they have picked up a few more points in terms of those wild card standings. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You can't strictly go by the records here and think that Giltner will be such a strong favorite against Bertrand, and Bertrand certainly won't be scared coming into tonight's game. Let's go give you our starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the Lady Vikings. As we mentioned, they are 12-8 on the season, and their starters are Haley Danil, a 5'9 sophomore. Allison Mason is 5'4 and a senior. Brittany Shipp is 5'8 and a senior. Jayden Hyde, 5'6 and a junior. Madison Peterson is 5'8 and a senior for head coach Brent Streeter. Now for the Giltner Lady Hornets, their starters will be Gussie Rhodes, a 5'5 senior. She's averaging just short of 7 points per ball game. Shelby Heinrichs, 5'7 and a junior. She's averaging 7 points a game. Darby Heinrichs, 5'7 and a senior, is averaging right at 7 points as well. Danny Most, 5'9 and a senior, is averaging 19.5 points per ball game. And Kelby Lyon, 5'10 and a junior, will also make the start. She's averaging 10.6 points per ball game for head coach Nancy Lockman. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as the starting lineup's being announced. They dim the lights and fire up the spotlight to introduce these two teams. And it's a great venue for a high school basketball game here in Gibbon. They certainly do put on a pretty good show, have it all set up for that as we're all set and just about ready to go. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Don't forget that on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight, Doug Duda will have the call as he is out in North Platte for Ravenna, taking on Dundee County, another RPAC school. Vying for a place in the state tournament, as it'll be Dundee County taking on Ravenna again on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here We're ready to tip things off between Bertrand and Giltner. We'll be back with that tip-off when we come back right after this.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as the starters being introduced right now for the Giltner Lady Hornets. As you mentioned, 22-2 on the season, and Bertrand will come in at 12-8. Talking with both coaches before the game, both of them said the same thing. It matters how we execute offensively. If we can shoot the ball and get the offense going, both these two teams like their chances tonight to punch the ticket and make it to the state tournament in Lincoln. By the way, both schools are still looking for their first state tournament win in school history. Again, Giltner has been there the last few years. They were beaten by Elkhorn Valley back in 2012. Last year they lost to Wynot, and they're hoping that this year they'll be able to not only make it to Lincoln, but do a little damage once they get there. 22-2, Giltner. Bertrand at 12-8. And again, Bertrand has not been at the girls' state basketball tournament since 1987. Giltner will be the home team. They're in their home white uniforms. Of course, the black sides, the orange sleeves, the black numbers with a little bit of orange trim on there as well. Bertrand in their road blue uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. For Bertrand, they'll be Ship doing the jumping here against Danny Most. And we are all set and underway here in Gibbon, and the tip is going to be controlled by Bertrand. So Bertrand comes away with the basketball, and they'll bring into the offensive zone here. And it'll be a 2-3 zone for Giltner on this possession. They'll give it off of the right side for High. High kicks it left side, banking in the three is Allison Mason. So Mason, oh, they're going to say that's a two. She had her toe on the line, so she banks it in, and Giltner will kick right side. There's Gussie Rhodes. Her long two is no good. Offensive rebound, not taken out of there. Falling down was Shelby Heinrichs, and the ball will end up in the hands of Allison Mason, and Mason will come up with the basketball. So Mason will cycle through here, and directing traffic top of the circle is going to be High. 2-0 lead here in the early stages for Bertrand, and they'll kick it left side for Mason. Mason, top of the circle for High. On the baseline, here's Maddie Peterson. Her jumper is no good, and rebounded by Danny Most. So Most will pull down the rebound. She still has the dribble, takes it all the way to the baseline. We'll kick it out for Shelby Heinrichs. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And the ball is out of bounds. It was last touched by Giltner. So the Hornets still looking for their first points of the ball game. They're going to go with a three-quarter court trap here as they're going to pressure the ball. And again, getting the basketball is going to be Jaden Hyde. High will direct traffic, will dribble to the left side, has a pass tipped, stolen away. Coming up with it is Heinrichs. Heinrichs will pass it up to Darby Heinrichs, and Darby will score. Shelby finished the steal and was able to get it up ahead to Darby. And it's now a 2-2 ball game and another deflected pass. High is able to step through, though, get it to Mason. Mason across the timeline, throws it a little bit too high, and it will go out of bounds. Turnover for Bertrand. That will be their first turnover of the game. So the press so far is working. Actually, their second turnover. Long pass up ahead. Rhodes has it. And Gussie Rhodes lost it momentarily, but gets it back. Her pass is deflected. That'll be a turnover. And up ahead here is Bertrand. In transition, Mason, a 15-foot jumper. No good. Danny Most will pull down the rebound. And the pass is going to go on the baseline, off the shoe tops of Most and out of bounds. So that'll be another Giltner turnover. Both teams have turned the ball over a couple of times. They've also notched a couple of points. We're tied at 2 minutes into the game. Dano will get it up ahead here for High. High skips it across for Mason. Mason is across the timeline. We'll give it off for High. High looking at a little pressure being put on by Gussie Rhodes. We'll take it. One hand the pass out to the right wing for Mason. She'll get it in the lane. There's Ship. Ship's pass through the lane is off the mark, and that'll be another Bertrand turnover. Don't forget all of our games stream live at PlatteRiverPreps.com, whether they're on ESPN, The Breeze, or right here on ESPN. In transition, Darby Heinrichs, a little runner in the lane, short, rebound still being tipped around, and it's going to be a hell ball, I believe. Nope, coming up with it and passing it out is Heinrichs. Heinrichs will get it inside, and Danny Most will get the bucket. Nice rebound there for Darby Heinrichs. I thought maybe that might be called a tied-up ball, but Heinrichs was able to keep it alive. Mason will kick it now left side for High, and the first lead of the ball game right now enjoyed by Giltner. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. I haven't seen an indication. The officials get together, and they're going to say that it is Giltner basketball. One out of bounds over there, but there was both white and blue jerseys down there. And checking into the ball game is going to be Katie Lockman. So Lockman will come in for substitution of the game here for the Hornets. Across the timeline is Danny Most. Most will work off a little screen, dribble to the right side, kick into the corner for Lockman, who will hand it back out here for Heinrichs. And Darby Heinrichs is going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out by Allison Mason. So Mason will kick it up ahead. There's Madison Peterson. Peterson in the lane before the shot is fouled on the body. Going to call a block on number 22, Darby Heinrichs. And that'll be her first. And Gussie Rhodes will come back into the game. And now we'll give Darby Heinrichs a little breather. First foul of the game goes against the Hornets, and Bertrand will inbound underneath their own basket. Looking in is Dano. Dano will throw it top of the circle for High. High doesn't want to shoot over the top of Rhodes, so she'll look around as that 2-3 zone for Giltner will now swing to the right when they pass it over to Peterson. Peterson kicks it out to the elbow. High's 15-foot jumper is good. Nice shooter's touch there by Jaden High as she was able to rattle it in. It rolled around the rim and then fell. Nice shooter's touch. Rhodes has it on the left side for Giltner. She'll stop, and we'll give it top of the circle here for Katie Lockman. Bertrand also going with zone. Kelby Lyon in the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound tipped out into the hands here for Lockman. Lockman with the jumper won't fall, and pulling down the rebound is going to be High. High kicks it up ahead in transition. Left-handed layup no good for Dana, but she's fouled. She really lost the ball on the way up, but the reason she lost it is she was held by Katie Lockman. That'll be her first. And now two free throws coming up here for Haley Dano. And she will shoot two and will have two chances to untie her basketball game, which is deadlocked at 4. And the first free throw is no good. Darby Heinrichs checking back in. So Heinrichs will come in for Heinrichs as Shelby will come out of the game. So there's Dano. She'll be at the free throw line. Bends the knees and will fire the free throw up. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Ship. Ship will pull up for the jumper. No good on that left wing. And Lyon pulls down the rebound. Long pass up ahead here for Gussie Rhodes. And Rhodes has it stolen away by High. She didn't know High was there until it was too late. So a turnover here on Giltner. And in the lane with it is Courtney Phipps. Her little runner is up, no good. And off the hands of Darby Heinrichs and out of bounds. So Bertrand will have possession here with 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Not a lot of points, but plenty of action here in Gibbon. Ball's inbounded for High. High will kick right wing for Ship. Ship will give it on the baseline. There's Dano with a drive, a little bit short. Rebound taken out by Lyon. Lyon will get it up here for Most. Most is going to drive. Most will stop in the lane, pull up, jumper off glass, good. That's a pretty basketball play by Danny Most, who dribbled to that open area, didn't force it, and tried that tough layup. Instead, she just found a nice open area and banked it off the glass. Danil will give it off here, top of the circle for Ship. She'll give it back out for Mason. Mason almost has it stolen away, and now does. Coming up with it is Rhodes. Rhodes with the layup, up and good. Rhodes was pressured. And when she was pressured down low, she slowed down just enough that Allison Mason got out of her way and did not commit a foul. So Mason now brings in the offensive zone and will give it off for High. High on the bounce. We'll give now left side for Mason. Mason looking in with 2:49 to go here in the first quarter. Baseline jumper by Daniel. No good. Rebound by Lyon. So another miss here for Bertrand. And on the run is going to be Most. Most kicks it out. Here's a trail three by Heinrichs. It is short. No good. And pulling it down is Haley Daniel. So far, Gildner 0 for 3 from behind the arc. They are 0 for 3 three-pointers so far here in the ballgame. Mason will work the clock a little bit, directing traffic as she looks inside to that 2-3 zone. They'll flatten it out a little bit as Lyon in the middle of the lane now comes up with a steal. Nope, it's taken away from her by Peterson. Peterson's shot's no good, and then Lyon will pull down the rebound. So another point-blank miss here by Bertrand. They're going to hand it off here to Most for Giltner. Giltner, baseline jumper left side, no good. And an offensive rebound. It hangs on the rim. Will not fall for Lyon. And finally coming down with a rebound. Long outlet pass by High. High will get it up here for Daniel. Daniel on the way to the basket is fouled, but it is before the shot. And so it will be inbounded here by the Vikings, but that foul is going to be on Heinrichs. And for Darby Heinrichs, that is going to be her second personal foul. So in back to battle is going to be Shelby Heinrichs and Audra Joyce here for Giltner. And out of the game are going to be Lyon and Darby Heinrichs with those two fouls. So the Vikes to toss it in. They'll give it off here for Daniel. It is 8-4, minute 45 to go. And on the left side, Molly Capps checked in. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out by Rhodes. It bounced right out to Gussie Rhodes. And Rhodes will give it off for Shelby Heinrichs. Heinrichs with the dribble. We'll give it off left side. Lockman looking inside as they work around the perimeter. And Heinrichs will give it back out for Lockman. Lockman's going to skip it. Dangerous pass, and we got a foul. Bad angle trying to get to the steal was Haley Donnell, in part because Gussie Rhodes stepped forward to make the catch. And because she did that, Donnell is going to be whistled for the first foul of the game here on the Vikings. So that's actually a pretty good offensive play there by Rhodes to keep possession here by not waiting for the ball to come to her and being aggressive and going out and getting it. 8-4, Giltner with the lead and the basketball. They have the dribble on that right side. Heinrichs will step near the Gibbon logo at midcourt, direct traffic a little bit, and she'll now get things started by passing right side for Rhodes. Rhodes will skip it off here for Lockman. Lockman lost it momentarily. A little pressure being put on by Capps, but 5-second count is not going on. And now with 55 seconds to go, they might start working the clock a little bit. Rhodes with the 5-second count going on now picks up her dribble, kicks it out for Heinrichs. Driving is Shelby Heinrichs. She'll kick left side, and Lockman will fire a three. It is no good, and the rebound taken out there by Bertrand. Snagging the bound is High. High passes up ahead for Nelson. Nelson will run her. No good, but there's a foul. She went in on that left side and went right to the basket, and she was hit on the arm. So two free throws coming up here for Carly Nelson. The foul is going to be on Audra Joyce, her first. Team's third, check that, team's fourth. Only one has been called against Bertrand so far. Free throw rolls around and is no good for Nelson. Score remains 8-4 as Bertrand now is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. And the free throw here is up and good. So nice shot there by Carly Nelson, making it 8-5. And across the timeline is Joyce. Joyce will give left side here for Shelby Heinrichs, and we'll see if they work it for the last shot. 25 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter, and Heinrichs has it. Heinrichs will lob it in the lane. We got a foul, going to be a push called on Bertrand, and that'll be on Molly Capps. That is her first. So Giltner with 21.1 will inbound underneath their own hoop. Heinrichs to toss it in. She gets it for Rhodes. Rhodes is going to fire a three and hit the three, and we've got a foul called in underneath. The bucket is going to count, and we'll see who the foul is on. They're going to count the bucket, And it's going to be a hold whistled on Bertrand. So Savannah High is going to be called for the foul on the rebound. So after stroking in a three, Giltner will maintain possession here. Heinrichs will inbound it. Same play. Rhodes has it. Steps in the lane. Passes it inside. Shot by Most is no good. Coming out with the rebound is Caps. Caps is slowed down. Throws it to nobody. 8 seconds left. As picking it up is High. High now will hand it off. 3 seconds left. They give it right side. Nelson knows they're running out of time. Tries to throw it down low. And I'm not sure if that was a pass or just a desperation shot. In any event, it does not go through the cylinder. So Giltner will start the second quarter with an 11-5 lead. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
And welcome back here. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic, it's 98.9, Ravenna and Dundee County from North Platte. Here, Giltner has an 11-5 lead. They'll kick it left side. And they'll stroke into three. Gussie Rhodes hits another three-pointer. And they've hit their last two threes and have pushed the lead out to nine, their largest lead of the game. Dano facing some pressure is going to be fouled on the body by Gussie Rhodes. That'll be her first. St. Cecilia right now is leading 12-10 on our sister station KHAS as they're also in a district final taking on Sutton. Between the circles, Mason has it. Mason will give here left side for Jaden High. High and Mason playing catch, and they'll get Daniel on the baseline involved with it. They'll spin it back around the perimeter. They want to work it inside here for Chesterman, but Chesterman, I'll tell you what, she has got a body on her between the two Heinrichs, and now the three-pointer left side is up and good. And so Mason will stroke in the three, and now in the lane here is going to be Lyon. Lyon, little arc shot, no good, offensive rebound, but a walk. Pulling down the bound was Most, but Most took an extra step in the lane, and Bertrand will get the basketball back. After stroking in the three, it's now 11-8. So Bertrand inbounds here. Mason on the bounce. Has the pass tipped. It's going to be stolen away. Pass inside here to Most. Most will lay it up and in. Pass was deflected, and Heinrichs was able to pass it up ahead here to Most, and we got a timeout for Bertrand. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 16-8. An 8-point lead for the Giltner Hornets. Timeout Bertrand. We're back right after this.
Tawdry innuendos, nasty rumors. Don't you just love sports?
This is the start of a new trend. Our industry's as good as dead.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
And welcome back here. 6:44 to go in the second quarter. And right now an 8-point lead for the Hornets. That's the reason why Bertrand called the timeout. Ball is knocked loose. Coming up with it is Daniel. Daniel works it up ahead. On the run here is going to be High. High will slow it down, has it tied up, and there's going to be a foul, I believe, yes. I think that might be on Lockman. Yep, it is going to be a Lockman. That'll be her second. Well, they knocked the ball loose, but trying to get to that loose ball, I think, is when Lockman committed the foul. In any event, That's now going to be six fouls whistled on the Hornets. So for the last time here in the first half, inbounding the basketball after a foul will be Bertrand. They'll give it off on the right side for Mason. Mason looks at that 2-3 zone, takes the top of the circle, now gives it off on that left wing. Pass in the lane for Danil. Danil has it stripped away. Heinrichs is able to come up the steal, and Shelby Heinrichs now will kick it up ahead here for Rhodes. Rhodes gives it right back to Shelby. Shelby gives it left side. Entry pass inside for Kelby Lyon. Lyon's shot is no good. And the rebound by Jaden High. High comes up with it. Long outlet pass here for Ship. Ship on the baseline. Jumper is up. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. And touching the ball while she was out of bounds was going to be Ship. So Danny Most, after a quick little breather, will come back into the game. Rhodes will step out here for the Hornets. And Bertrand will go a little full court pressure. They inbound the ball to Katie Lockman. Lockman, though, gets it across the timeline. After they inbounded it, no problem, and sneaking through the back door and putting up the shot is Most, and Most is then fouled. So Danny Most will go line and shoot two. The pass from the top of the key as she snuck through the back door, and Madison Peterson tried to close the gap, but instead she commits the foul. As we mentioned, St. Cecilia right now leading against Sutton, 12-10. That game is on our sister station, KHAS. The free throw is up and good for Most. And so Most will have one more. It's back in the iron here. And it's going to be a hell ball, yeah. Audrey Joyce tied up the basketball with High. And the possession arrow is pointing to the Hornets. So they're going to double check it here. No, it goes the other way. They forgot to move the arrow. And we did not have any hell ball. So the only time that we've moved it was for the quarter. So it will be Bertrand basketball. Ravenna right now leading Dundee County 16-11 at the end of one quarter play. Again, that's at Classic Hits 98-9. Here, Bertrand facing full court pressure by Giltner. They get it across the timeline. Ship has numbers, gets it down low for Peterson, and Peterson will cash in. So nice pass from High down to Peterson after they got across the timeline. Here, Heinrichs, Darby will fire a three. No good. It's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. And that will give the basketball. Now it will give it to Giltner.
Number 10, Gussie Rhodes.
Gussie Rhodes going to check back in here for the Hornets. And she'll step to the free throw line. On the baseline, inbounding, and it's going to be Darby Heinrichs. And Heinrichs, 5-second count going on, finds Lockman on the baseline, off of a screen, and she'll score. She just, somebody forgot to take care of her. Across the timeline is Danil. Danil works it around the perimeter to Mason. Mason gives it to High. Danil almost walked with it, but a good no call there. Mason on that left side gives it top of the circle here for High. High is going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound. Off glass. Good for Brittany Ship. So Ship off of an offensive rebound will lay it off the glass. And it's now 19-12. Giltner has led throughout. We were tied a couple of times. And now with the ball is Rhodes. They've opened up the lead in the first quarter and have not trailed at all. Pass down low. On the ground is Joyce. Joyce is able to roll it out the most. Most gave it away, now gets it back, will fire a three. It's no good, and the rebound is off the hands of Bertrand. Ship couldn't come up with it, and it goes out of bounds. Alexa Berry and Carly Nelson checking in here for Bertrand. And Heinrichs and Lyon come into the game. Lyon will give it to Most. Most gives it top of the circle here for Rhodes. Rhodes will give it back out for Lockman. Lockman back out for Most. Most kicks left side for Shelby Heinrichs, and she'll hit a three. Her first 3 points of the night make it a 10-point ball game. It's 22-12 with 4:05 to go here in the second quarter. That allows Giltner to put the pressure on. Almost walking with it was Danil, but nice job getting it up ahead here for Peterson. Peterson tries a left-handed layup in traffic, no good. Offensive rebound by Berry. She'll try to tip it in. That won't fall. Most comes up with a rebound. Most, a little transition off glass, will score. Danny Most got the rebound and dribbled the length of the court, laid it up and in, and now Bertrand will call the timeout. They trail it 24-12 with 3:46 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Well, the Vikings inbound the basketball, of course, are going to face this same diamond press that's been so effective. And Alexa Berry is trapped in the corner short of the timeline. She'll lob it up ahead to Savannah High. Savannah High now will kick it left side here for Carly Nelson. Nelson will get the ball back to Berry. As, again, Bertrand put in three new faces out there. Nelson has it on that left side, pressured by Rhodes. We'll skip it out here for Berry. Berry takes it all the way to the baseline. It's shot off there by Most, and they'll get it out to the elbow to Brittany Shipp. Shipp will kick here left side for Nelson. Nelson back out to Shipp to the free throw line. Jumper's good. Well, they were patient, moved the ball around very effectively, and Shipp's able to stroke it in from about 15 feet away, and it's now a 10-point ball game. Across the timeline is going to be Most. Most on that right side, picked up defensively by Alexa Berry. Dribbles all the way down the baseline, and her pass across the lane is knocked out of bounds by Brittany Shipp. Shipp ran out of room in terms of being able to step in there and make the steal. She diagnosed that pass very effectively, but just didn't have enough space to make the catch. So inbounded by Heinrichs, and they'll work around the perimeter, giving it the Most. Most gives the top of the circle, deflected, and tracking it down is going to be Lockman. Lockman. Near midcourt, will get it, and now driving is Gussie Rhodes. Rhodes will take it all the way in, takes it off glass, and it's good. She's got 10 in the ball game, as that was nearly blocked on the inside there by Savannah High, and we're going to have a blocking foul that's whistled on Giltner. So we'll step to the free throw line for a 1-1 here. And that'll be on Rhodes, her second. So Gussie Rhodes has two, Katie Lockman has two, and Darby Heinrichs has two fouls here for Giltner. And front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Alexa Berry. 2:33 to go in quarter number two, 26-14, and the free throw is no good. Snagging the rebound is going to be Kelby Lyon. That's going to be her sixth rebound of the game. And across the timeline is going to be Shelby Heinrichs. Heinrichs will hand the ball back off here for Rhodes. Rhodes kicks here left side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will drive, 7-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Rhodes can't come up with it. Snagging the bound here is going to be Alexa Berry. Berry's on the run. Berry will stop top of the circle, give it off for Shipp. Shipp, they're going to clear for her, so she'll fire a three. It's no good, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Bertrand. And for the Vikings, it's going to be Daniel and Mason checking back into the ball game, and Jaden High. All back to battle for the Vikings. They're down by a dozen, 26-14. Giltner with the lead and the basketball. We're inside at 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Left wing, Gussie Rhodes has it. We're working on the left perimeter for Most. Most on the dribble, kicks top of the circle. Here's going to be the three, no good for Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will have the ball go down low, and Kelby Lyon might have landed on that sore hip. And that ball was a hell ball, and Bertrand has the possession arrow pointing their direction. So they'll inbound the ball here. So we got about 100 seconds left to go in quarter number two. And again, a 12-point lead for Giltner. And this press has been pretty effective, so they'll keep it up. And the ball is knocked loose, tipped ahead here for Mason. Mason will give it to Savannah High. And now Rhodes will drop back in that 2-3 zone as they work around the perimeter. Mason gives it right side for Jaden High. High gives left side for Mason. Mason back out for High. High will work it back around the perimeter. Oh, on that left side, Allison Mason wants it. They'll kick it right side for High, and she'll stroke in a three. So Jaden High strokes in the three, and now Heinrichs will bring in the offensive zone. And she'll get the ball out here for Gussie Rhodes. Back around the perimeter we go. They give it for Danny Most. Most will look in as we're in the final minute of the first half, 26-17. Three-pointer here by Most. It's going to be an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. So the basketball going to belong here to Bertrand. With plenty of time to do something with it. They trail it 26-17 with 50 seconds to go. Dannell will get the ball to High. High to Dannell. Dannell's pass deflected on that left side. They get it off for High. Long pass down low, and it's going to be a push that's whistled on the Hornets. That'll go against Shelby Heinrichs. That'll be her first. And so we're going to step to the free throw line for a 1-1. So Heinrichs first. And now Mason will shoot that 1-1. And the free throw is up. Back of the iron. No good. Pulling down yet another rebound is going to be Audra Joyce. So she pulls down the bound. And slowly across that 10-second line is going to be Shelby Heinrichs. Heinrichs with 28 seconds left will give it left side for Gussie Rhodes. Rhodes and Heinrichs going to play a little catch right now. And now they'll get Most involved with it on that left side. 5-second count's not going on at all as they're not being closely guarded. Staying in that zone is going to be Bertrand. 11 seconds left, top of the circle. They'll give it right wing here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will give it top of the circle for Most. Most, nice kick left side. Jumper by Joyce, no good. Offensive rebound tipped out to Heinrichs, and they'll put up the jumper from 15 feet. No good for Gussie Rhodes, and that will do it for the first half of play. Giltner has led throughout. They've been up by as many as 14, and it's now a 9-point ball game, 26-17, as we head to our intermission. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. 26-17 is our halftime score as Giltner has led throughout this game, has never trailed. We were tied at 4, but then they were able to open up a lead at the end of the first quarter, 11-5. And then now they lead at intermission, 26-17. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And Bertrand has felt the need a couple of times to use some timeouts here in the ball game to try to figure out this Giltner press that has worked pretty effectively. Unofficially, I have Bertrand with 7 turnovers in the game compared to only 3 here for Giltner. And that's one of the factors, and I think Giltner is doing a little bit better job of rebounding. We're still totaling up some numbers here from the first half, but Bertrand has hit a couple of three-pointers in the second quarter to come back a little bit and put together a pretty good effort here as they trail at halftime, 26-17. So we're going to take another break, and we're still totaling up some numbers. We'll do that, and we'll take a look at other scores that we have around the state that we have for you as people are punching tickets all across the state for the girls' state basketball tournament in Lincoln. And we'll check some of those scores as well as our numbers when we come back here to Gibbon right after this.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
And welcome back here to Gibbon. We're 26-17. Giltner with the lead over Bertrand here in the T2 Girls District Final being played here. Last report, St. Cecilia was leading 12-10 over Sutton. That game is on our sister station, KJS Radio, and on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. At last report, Ravenna was leading 16-11 against Dundee County. That game being played in North Platte. Let's check the numbers here as leading scorer so far for Bertrand has been Allison Mason. Mason with 5 points and 2 rebounds. Also with 5 points and 4 rebounds is Jaden High. Brittany Shipp has 4. Madison Peterson has 2. And one other point here from Carly Nelson going 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And for Giltner, leading the way in double digits is Gussie Rhodes. She has 10 points and 1 rebound. Danny Most has 9 points and 4 rebounds. Kelby Lyon doesn't have any points, but she does have 6 rebounds. Darby Heinrichs with 2 points and a rebound. Shelby Heinrichs stroked in a three-pointer. She's got 3 points and 1 rebound. And Katie Lockman off the bench has 2 points and a rebound. A little bit of foul trouble to talk about for Giltner as Gussie Rhodes has 2, Katie Lockman has 2, and Darby Heinrichs has 2, and nobody has multiple fouls for Bertrand here in the first half. Once again, our halftime score, it's 26-17. Giltner has a 9-point lead here at intermission, and we'll remind you that you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And we do have an update for you from North Platte. And Dundee County right now has come back, and they are now leading at halftime against Ravenna by a score of 32-27. Again, that is at halftime on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Here, 26-17, Giltner with the lead over Bertrand. We're going to take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School, 26-17, Giltner with a 9-point lead. They'll also have the basketball as we're all set to start the third quarter here. And double checking, and both teams going with their starters. So for Giltner, that means Rhodes, Heinrichs, Most, and Lyon. And Heinrichs will work it inside here for Kelby Lyon. Her turnaround jumper no good. Gets her own rebound a little bit strong, and pulling down the rebound is going to be high. So Lyon had a couple of looks at it and couldn't come up with the shot. So at the elbow with it, here is Ship. Ship's going to kick it out. She'll give it off here left side for High. High gives it off on the baseline. Driving is Peterson. She'll kick it out to the elbow. And Brittany Ship will hit the shot. She's got 6 in the ball game, and we've got a 7-point game here in the third quarter. Left side Most. Thought about the 3. Give it out for Heinrichs. Most has it back behind that arc. We'll give it out. Here's Heinrichs for 3. It's no good. And the long rebound taken out on the run is Rhodes. Rhodes has it go out of bounds. Giltner turns it over. Unofficially, Giltner their 4th turnover compared to 7 here for Bertrand. And Bertrand, a little hot to start here. They hit their first shot. And now they'll face some full court pressure as High will work it up ahead. On the run is Peterson. Peterson gets it in the lane. A little power dribble there, and Brittany Ship will score. Ship with 4 straight points to start the third quarter, and we've got a 5-point ball game, 26-21. First minute has been decidedly clad in blue as the Vikings have run off 4 straight points. Rhodes gives it left side. Most, she's going to fire at 3. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. No, it's going to be a hell ball. And I think everybody was up in arms going, they can't call that a foul, and they didn't. Possession arrow is pointing to Bertrand. Remember, Giltner started the quarter with the ball. And so now Giltner will press it. With it is High. High gets it up ahead here for Peterson. Peterson gives it right side. Mason in transition. Back of the iron, back of the iron, back of the iron. Bounce, 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 and it goes in. 6 straight points here for Bertrand. And timeout for Giltner. 6:22 to go here in the third quarter. We got a brand new ball game. A 3-point lead for the Hornets. They call the timeout. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Well, Allison Mason's jumper hit the back of the iron, I'm not kidding, four times before it rolled in. And Bertrand with six straight points. And the Vikings will pressure the ball a little bit. Darby Heinrichs has it on that left side. And she'll give it off. A little ball fake here for Danny Most. Gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will drive. Hit it to the back of the iron. It's no good. And Jaden High will pull down the rebound. She gets it up here to Danelle. And Danelle on the way to the basket is fouled. I think they're going to say it was before the shot. She was fouled, and it will be on the baseline. That'll be on Heinrichs, and that is going to be the third foul on Darby Heinrichs. She'll step out, and Katie Lockman is going to check in. So Bertrand, who has cut the lead down to three, will inbound the ball, and it's going to be knocked away by Rhodes. And now they'll inbound it on the sideline instead of on the baseline. And Brent Streeter giving out some instructions here as Dana will inbound it. Give it between the circles for Mason. Mason will dribble up. Look at that 2-3 zone. Give it right side for Jaden High. Between the circles here for Mason. Mason looking. And we'll give it off right wing for High. They're just playing a little catch right now as they're just getting that 2-3 zone to shift over a little bit. High will get it on the baseline. And stepping on the baseline is Bertrand. And so that'll be a turnover, their eighth of the game. So that'll stop a stretch of three straight possessions where they scored points. And those six straight points, as well as shutting out Giltner here in the second half, has made it 26-23, 5.5 to go. Skip over for Rhodes. She'll give it right wing for Lockman. Lockman works it back around the perimeter. And wanting the ball in the corner over there is Danny Most, but dribbling up to the elbow is Shelby Heinrichs. Her shot won't fall, and High pulls down the rebound. And she'll get it up ahead here for Mason. Mason will go to an open area, so no press can be put on. They kick left side here for Peterson. Peterson back out, three-pointer for High, no good. Rebounded by Rhodes, and now on the run is going to be Most. Most will drive, and it's going to be a bucket and a foul. Drawing the contact is Most, and that was awfully close to a charge, but Jaden High is going to be called for the foul. And it's one of those plays that, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have had an argument either way. But Most will shoot two. I thought the signal that it went in, it was rattling around, and I was looking to see what they called. The free throw was up and good for Most. The shot did not fall. And so it's now 27-23. First point of the second half comes from the free throw line, and Danny Most. Her free throw here is perfect. Most, leading scorer for the Hornets, shows that she can get it done at the free throw line. She averages 20 points per ball game and a pretty good free throw shooter. High has the basketball here for Bertrand. She'll give it off right side for Allison Mason. Back to High. High stops at the elbow. We'll skip it off on that right wing for Mason. Mason throws it in the corner, and they're going to work it back around the perimeter. High has it. She's going to be picked up there by Lockman. As that 2-3 zone is paying extra attention to whoever's high at that free throw line. Stepping up is Dano, and she'll fire a long jumper. Up and good. Just inside that three-point arc. Almost a step-back three. But Dano had her foot on the line. And all of the field goals scored here in the second half have been by the Vikings. And here's a three by Most. It's back the iron to no good. And it's going to be a foul on Giltner. High with another rebound. She had four in the first half. She's got four so far here in the first 4 minutes of the second half. And the push is going to be called on Lockman. That is going to be her third. So Darby Heinrichs and Katie Lockman both have three fouls. Bertrand, who's on a roll here, they have not led in this basketball game, bringing it across the timeline. They'll give it off right side for Mason. Back left wing here for High. Ball fake in the corner there by Danilo. They'll work back around. High has it. High looking. 3:50 to go. High will give it right side for Mason. Mason will jump. Kick it off left wing for High. High 15-foot jumper no good. Off the hands of Ship and out of bounds. Kelby Lyon coming in for Giltner. She's in, and Audra Joyce, who was out there briefly, will come out of the ball game. And Giltner still looking for their first field goal here of the second half. We'll bring it into the offensive zone. They get it at the elbow. They'll kick left side for Most. Most will get it off here for Lockman. Lockman kicks it back out for Danny Most on the right side. Lockman kicks left side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it to Most. Most, little runner in the lane, off glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, takes that off glass, will not fall. Offensive rebound by Lyon. Lyon will get it out for Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will score. Shelby Heinrichs will get the bucket. There's, again, a couple of offensive rebounds, big in that possession for Giltner. And they finally score a field goal. They push that lead out to 30-25. At the elbow is number 30, Brittany Shipp. She's going to kick it out. Three-pointer for High. Well off the mark. And out of bounds trying to save it is Bertrand. Haley Dannell saved it, but she had stepped on the baseline to make that happen. Savannah High checking in. So is Molly Capps here for Bertrand with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Giltner with a five-point lead. They led by 9 at halftime. They led by as many as 14 in that first half. Heinrichs will kick it right side. Now left wing for Most. Most will work it back around for Heinrichs. They'll get it in the lane. It goes through the hands of Lyon, but tipped out to Heinrichs. And now Shelby Heinrichs will dribble out to the elbow. Kicks it back out. Around the perimeter we go. Gussie Rhodes will kick it back now right side. Here's a three by Lockman. And Lockman will hit it. Had her toe on the line, apparently, as that was worth two. So Lockman with the long two, and that was an extremely long two. High will work the clock a little bit here as they're being patient, making that zone defense move around and dribbling up on the right side. Mason jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall for High. Ball is going to be on the ground after the miss. Rolled out. Long outlet pass here by Lockman. Lockman's able to get it up ahead here for Rhodes, and Rhodes' entry pass is going to be knocked away by Bertrand. Hustling down there was Brittany Shipp, who was able to keep that from being an easy bucket. 7-point lead for Giltner, 32-25. Into the game for the Vikings, Carly Nelson. With a minute 48 to go, and Giltner inbounding on the baseline. Heinrichs will inbound it around. They give it to Rhodes. Rhodes gives it to Most. Most from the free throw line, draws some body, and she will head to the line and shoot a couple. So the foul is going to be on High. That's going to be on Jaden High. They say Jaden High, but Jaden High's not in the game at the moment. No, she is in there. I thought the foul might have been on the other High. In any event, the foul is given to Jaden High. And at the free throw line is Most. And Most free throw is short. 33-25. She hit one of two, and now across the timeline will be Jaden High. High will kick right side for Caps. They give it off here for Nelson. Nelson right side for Caps. Gets it on the baseline, cutting through. Nice pass there by Shipp, and cutting through there was Savannah High. And High now will go to the line, and she'll have a couple of free throws. That'll be on Audra Joyce. That'll be her second. So Savannah High is going to shoot two. She has yet to score here in the ball game, but she'll have two chances to fix that here. And the first one's up and good. Nice stroke there by Savannah High. She'll make it 33-26 with a minute 23 to go, third quarter. 7-point lead for Giltner, and make it a 6-point lead thanks to a second free throw by High. And now Shelby Heinrichs will walk the ball very slowly. She'll bring it across the Buffalo logo with a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. Rhodes will kick left wing for Most. Back around the perimeter to Rhodes. A little bit of a bad pass, but Lockman handles it and works it back around to Rhodes. Rhodes will drive, and there is a foul. And two shots as she was beginning the effort to come up there. And it's going to be on Savannah High. That'll be her second. And so Gussie Rhodes, who has 10 points, all of them in the first half, will be shooting a couple of free throws. And Rhodes, a 64% free throw shooter on the season. The free throw here is up and good. So after having the lead cut down to as little as three, it's now a six-point lead for Giltner and a chance for Rose to make it a seven-point lead with a minute two to go, and she does. We're late in the third quarter, 33-27, final minute of the quarter, and Caps will get it to the elbow for Brittany Shipp. Shipp, nice pass inside, but the shot is blocked. High had her shot blocked, and coming up with the ball is going to be Heinrichs. Heinrichs were working in the offensive zone, and Lachman lost the basketball. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off of Most. Some contact down there, but no foul. And it was off of the Hornets. So a chance here for Bertrand to whittle themselves back into this basketball game a little bit more. Entry pass going to be knocked loose by Most, and Heinrichs couldn't come up with it. Trying to track it down with Shelby Heinrichs as it went through everybody. She tried to pull it in, couldn't. So Caps is going to inbound in the corner on the baseline for Bertrand. She'll get it in for High. High near midcourt. With 27 seconds left, we'll give it off on the right side for Caps. Caps dribbles on the baseline, working in front of Most. Her pass is going to go off the hands of High, but she tracks it down, gives it back to Caps on that right wing. And now they'll collect themselves and work a little half-court offense here. Right side Caps will enter it on the baseline. Nice catch, shot off glass, good for Brittany Shipp. Shipp now with 10 in the ball game. 4 seconds left. On the dribble is Most. Most will pull up for an NBA three, and it's a little bit long off the mark, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Giltner with a 35-29 lead as we head to the fourth when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Giltner has the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. They also have a 35-29 lead. And they'll get the ball on the right wing here for Darby Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it on the baseline. They give it now left side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks it left side. Most will hit a three. Danny Most, her first field goal of the second half. She strokes in the three-pointer. And it's a nine-point lead here for Giltner. Bertrand had been able to cut that lead down to three. And we'll see if they can whittle that back away again. Mason will work left side, High on the baseline. They're going to trap the ball, and Shipp will try to get it in the lane. It's knocked away from her. That'll be a turnover on Bertrand, and on the run is Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it the Most. Most is going to kick it out for Heinrichs. Darby Heinrichs for three, no good. Long rebound by Dannell. Dannell will lead the attack and lose the basketball in front of that defense by Darby Heinrichs. Heinrichs wanted to make sure that she had that position to maybe collect a charge, and Bertrand just lost the basketball. Their 10th turnover. That was pretty good defense there by Heinrichs. That was a forced error. Shelby Heinrichs brings it in the offensive zone. We'll kick it now right side for Rhodes. Rhodes gives it to the Heinrichs cousins, and now Most has it on the right wing. Shelby Heinrichs has it. She'll give it off on the baseline here for Rhodes. She's going to skip it out to the free throw line for Darby. Darby, nice pass inside, and Danny Most is going to score. Most with 5 points here in the fourth quarter, and it's an 11-point lead, 40-29. 6.5 to go. Stepping into a three on that right side is Mason. In transition, shot will fall on her knees. Coming up with the basketball is Gussie Rhodes. She's able to hand it off, and slowly, Danny Most will walk the ball across midcourt. And milking the clock down, Shelby Heinrichs. She'll give left side for Darby. Darby and Shelby passing around. Skip pass to the elbow for Darby. Darby kicks left wing for Danny Most. Back to Darby in the lane. Back around the perimeter to Shelby. Driving the baseline now. Rhodes. Rhodes has your shot blocked, but there's a foul. Ship got the block, and she also got the arm. And we have a Hornet that's down. They're stretching out a leg down there. I think that's Katie Lockman. Nope. Katie's on the bench at the moment. Can't see because the officials and the Lockman's going to check into the ball game as they're trying to work out a Charlie horse here with 6:01 to go in the third quarter. And again, from our vantage point with the attendance there, I'm not sure who it is they're working on, and hate to speculate. And now we have our answer. Gussie Rhodes comes off, and actually she's walking pretty well, but because they stopped action and stretched her out, she'll come out of the ball game, and she's smiling and just said, "I'm all right." So I don't know if they're going to sit her down. She might be doing a little jogging down that hallway on the other end. Yeah, she's going to just use the wall and stretch out. And shooting the free throw here is going to be Lockman. It was Rhodes that was fouled. So Lockman will go to the free throw line and shoots two free throws. The first one's good, and so is the second. When you have an injury substitution, you can bring in somebody and have them shoot the free throws, obviously. And we got a timeout here for Bertrand. 5:56 to go, fourth quarter. 42-29. A 13-point lead for Giltner in the fourth quarter, and we're back right after this.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Well, again, at last report, Dundee County was leading Ravenna 32-27 on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. That was a halftime score. They should be close to the fourth quarter by now, and we'll try to get an update for you. Here, Jaden Hyde will play a little catch between the circles with Mason. Mason will give left side down for High. High gets it on the baseline. They'll get it in the lane, and we've got a hole that's going to be called on Giltner. And that will be only the fourth team foul on the Hornets. Bertrand called for four fouls as well. That'll be the first personal foul on Kelby Lyon. Inbounded here to Jaden High. High has it between the circles. Now kicks left side. A little penetration here by Mason. Mason will get it off on the baseline. Kicks back out for High, who's going to fire a three. It is short. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Darby Heinrichs. And Darby Heinrichs will pull it down. Kick it up ahead here for Most. Most gives it back out top of the circle for Shelby Heinrichs. And again, they're going to be rather patient. And right now, Dundee County is laying the wood to Ravenna. They lead it 51-32. Wow, a 19-point lead. A little give and go here. And Darby Heinrichs gets a great pass from Kelby Lyon. And Heinrichs will lay it up and in. They weave through there. And just Bertrand kind of got screened off the ball. And that backdoor cut, an easy bucket here for Giltner. And they now lead by 15. Here's a three, top of the key. No good for High. Rebounded by Most. So Most now will pull down the rebound, but Giltner will turn it over. Kind of an unforced error there. At one point, Ravenna had a 16-11 lead, and now they trail it 51-32. They only scored 5 points. They got outscored 19-5 in that third quarter by Dundee County. So High on the bounce. And again, that 2-3 zone just shifting as High dribbles from one side to the other. High gave it away. Will split the zone, and she'll hit a little runner in the lane. Nice work there by Jaden High, and High now has seven. 44-31. 4:15 to go. We're in the fourth quarter, and Danny Most has the dribble for Giltner, and they want to move that clock as best they can. They give it out here for Lyon. And Bertrand now kind of being forced to come out of this zone defense and put a little pressure on. Shelby Heinrichs has it, throws it in the lane. There's Kelby Lyon. Lyon will post move it, shot no good. Jaden High is able to pull down the rebound, and quickly in transition is Peterson. Peterson, runner in the lane, hit on the body by Lyon, and so she'll go to the free throw line. She put up the shot, and so two free throws coming up here from Madison Peterson. Peterson has two in the game, and now we'll have two free throws with 3:48 to go. 44-31. And Bertrand is going to make an entire line change after this free throw. The free throw by Peterson is up and good. For Giltner, coming in is Joyce and Darby Heinrichs. And the only one staying out there for Bertrand is Peterson because she's still at the free throw line. Catherine Chesterman checks in. Also a Barry Nelson came into the game. Caps. Free throw is no good. Rebound by Danny Most. Most will pull down the rebound, and Most off of the screen will drive a two-on-two. Bounce pass on that left side, and Joyce, going to be fouled, is going to head to the free throw line. I think the idea for Brett Streeter and Bertrand was try to trap, and if you can't make the trap, you have to commit the foul here. That's why he wanted to protect some of his other players, at least that's my guess. But Giltner did a nice job of breaking the press, and now Joyce will go to the line and shoot two. She has yet to score in the game. And with 3:38 to go, she'll try to fix it with two free throws here. The first one is up and good. As a team, Giltner is a 60% free throw shooting squad. And Joyce, in limited action from the free throw line, about 47%. Her free throw here will now put her at 50% on the season, and she hits both free throws. So on the bounce here is going to be Alexa Berry. Berry dribbling down that right side. We'll get it on the baseline for Chesterman. Chesterman turns it over. And then right back, Giltner took an extra step trying to get started, and they turn it over. So I guess no harm, no turnover there. 3.5 to go, 46-32. 14-point lead now for Giltner. On the baseline is going to be Carly Nelson. Nelson will kick it out for Berry. Off the screen, they give it right side for Caps. Caps will skip it over for Barry. Barry's going to drive, draw contact, and it's going to be a charge. Barry drew the contact, and all smiles is Audra Joyce as she just collected the charge. Well, she was there and set, and I think she took it square. So that's a nice play for Giltner, and they've made enough of them, especially here in the second half. Their lead was cut down to 3, but now that lead is out to 14. 46-32. And on the bounce is going to be Shelby Heinrichs. Heinrichs on that left side will kick it for Darby. Darby finds Lyon open underneath, and then Lyon is fouled by Chesterman. So Lyon will go and shoot two. Lyon averages almost 11 points per ball game. Has yet to score in this one. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. It rolls around and is no good. So she's still looking for her first point of the season. She's a 62% free throw shooter, and just having one of those nights to make her feel a little bit better, she's got 10 rebounds. So she certainly is holding up her end of the bargain. Free throw here is up and good. So she'll come out of the game. Audra Joyce is going to come in for her with 3:06 to go. So Lyon normally scores 10 points. Well, she'll just have to make do with 10 rebounds. That's pretty solid. Bertrand passing the ball for a time rather effectively, but then they miss the connection on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover on the Vikings. Hornets get the ball back, leading at 47-32, less than 3 minutes to go, and Heinrichs will dribble through. The Vikings will give it on the baseline. Stepping up is going to be Joyce. Joyce's shot's no good. Ball taken out of there by Nelson. Nelson has the ball go off of her leg, but trying to track it down for Giltner, it goes off one of the Hornets' hands and out of bounds. So it will stay with the Vikings here, and Caps will inbound on the far sideline. They'll give it for Alexa Berry. Berry on the baseline is shut off by Danny Most. They'll skip it out here for Carly Nelson. Nelson gives it out for Caps. Caps at the elbow, gives it to Chesterman. Chesterman kicks left side. Nelson for three, no good. And Most will pull down the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called on Bertrand. That's now eight fouls on the Vikings. So to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. It's going to be Danny Most. As the foul was whistled on Savannah High, her third. Most at the line, a 62% shooter. And this one hits the front of the rim, but nice shooter's touch. It rolls around and is in. So that'll earn her the bonus. She's got 19 in the game. And that's right at her average. She averages 19.5 on the season. So she's a half point behind it and can be a half point ahead of it with this free throw. And now she is. She's got 20. So High brings in the offensive zone with 2:22 to go. They skip it out right wing here for Allison Mason. Mason in the line, lost it, but is able to kick it out for High. She'll fire a three. No good. Picked up in the corner here by Most. And Most will now give it off for Shelby Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will slowly bring it in the offensive zone. Bertrand now going man-to-man because they pretty much have to. Otherwise, the Giltner will just milk the clock for the rest of the game. Darby Heinrichs with the dribble, has the ball knocked out of her hands by Savannah High, but it was last touched by High. So in the middle of the Hornet bench, Darby Heinrichs is going to inbound it just to the left of head coach Nancy Lockman. She'll get the ball back. She'll fire a three. It was online, but a little bit short, and pulling down the rebound is Gussie Rhodes. So Rhodes will pull down the rebound, and Heinrichs has it. Darby on the dribble. Darby through the lane will kick it out. Open on the baseline is Most. Her jumper no good. And rebounded by Shelby Heinrichs. And Shelby Heinrichs has it knocked away. Nice defensive play there by Mason. And now Mason is able to make the steal. Initially with the block, and then Mason with the steal. On the drive is High. High on the baseline, lost it, but it was knocked out of her hands by Heinrichs. So the basketball will belong to Bertrand. Minute 26 to go. 17-point lead for Giltner, 49-32. On the right wing, Brittany Shipp kicks it on the baseline. Caps will fire a three. That's no good, and rebounded by Darby Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will give it up ahead here for Danny Most. And Giltner is going to empty the bench here at the next stoppage. There's a minute 10 to go. Heinrichs has it, and we'll put it on the hip of Darby. Darby Heinrichs gets it out here for Gussie Rhodes. Rhodes, now with a minute to go, will lob it on the baseline for Shelby Heinrichs. Heinrichs back out here for Andre Joyce. Joyce is going to drive. Joyce is going to be fouled by Allison Mason. That'll be just her first foul. And there'll be a free throw coming up here for Audra Joyce. She's 2 for 2 from the line. And it is a 1-1. So here comes the line change for Giltner. The only one that stays out there is Joyce. She's at the free throw line. In for the Hornets, Bailey Teal, Kyla Wilson, Kaylee Rhodes, and one number I can't see from my vantage point that we'll check here in just a little bit. That'll be Taylor Rhodes. That's who's in there. And Audra Joyce at the free throw line. Her free throw rolls around, is no good. Rebounded by Shipp here for Bertrand. And Shipp looking up ahead here for Carly Nelson, but instead we'll give it off on the right side for Mason. Mason gives left wing for Danil. Danil on the baseline, lost it. Her pass is going to be deflected, but picked up there by Peterson. And Peterson's pass is going to be out of bounds, but off of the Hornets. And Chesterman's going to check in here for Bertrand. And Emily Beek will check in for Giltner. Also in there is Sydney Craig. So everybody's gotten into the district championship game here for Giltner. And they lead it 49-32. 32 seconds to go. Shipp gives it right side. Three-pointer by Mason. Rolls around, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. And last touch by somebody wearing blue. So it'll be Giltner basketball. They inbound the ball to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes facing a little token pressure here by Carly Nelson. Rhodes is across the timeline with 20 seconds left. Taylor Rhodes gives it off on the right wing here for Ashley Roth. Roth on the dribble, has to pick up her dribble. She needs a little help. and she's able to get it to Teal. Teal in the lane, puts up a jumper off glass, no good. Offensive rebound by Craig, and Craig will score. Sydney Craig with 1 second left, inbounded by Bertrand, and that is your final. Giltner will advance to the state tournament with a 51-32 win over Bertrand. The Vikings cut the lead down to 3 in the early stages of the third quarter, but then Giltner is able to push it out and win by 19. Your final, 51-32. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show and hopefully be able to talk with both head coaches when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as Giltner advances to the state basketball tournament for the third straight year. A final tonight over Bertrand, 51-32. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Well, the great tradition of a couple of ladders and some scissors and cutting down a couple of nets. And this has been something that Giltner has gotten used to as, again, they're making their third straight trip down to the basketball tournament in Lincoln. And now their goal, of course, will be to do a little damage down there. They have yet to win a game at the state tournament. 2 years ago, they lost a heartbreaker to Elkhorn Valley, and then they fell to Why Not last year by 27, so they kind of want to get the taste of that game out of their mouth. And now Giltner, with an impressive 23-2 record, will be heading to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. And, of course, we will be following them on our network of stations here on Platte River Radio, whether it be on ESPN or Classic Hits or The Breeze. We'll keep you posted, but we will be following the Hornets for you as they make their way down to Lincoln. They win it 51-32. Let's take a look at some of the team numbers, individual numbers, rather, for Bertrand. Leading the way for them was Brittany Shipp. She had 10 points in the ball game. Jaden Hyde with 7. Allison Mason also with 7. 2 points for Madison Peterson. 2 points for Savannah High. 2 for Haley Donnell. And 1 point for Carly Nelson. For Giltner, they had a couple of players in double digits. Leading the way was Danny Most. Most with 20 points. She also finished with 10 rebounds in the game as well. 12 points rather, for Gussie Rhodes. Most of those coming in the first half. 6 points off the bench by Katie Lockman. 5 for Shelby Heinrichs. Darby Heinrichs finished with 4. Audra Joyce with 2. Kelby Lyon finished with one, and Sidney Craig with an offensive rebound and a bucket at the end of the game. And total all that up, and Giltner wins this one 51-32. They led at intermission 27-16, but six straight points for Bertrand made it a three-point ball game where it was 23-26. Well, only 9 points were scored in the ball game for Bertrand from that point on, and 25. So a 25-6 run to end the game here for Giltner, and they win this one by a final of 51-32. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with the coaches. We'll do that as we continue here with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back here to Gibbon. Giltner advancing to the girls' state basketball tournament with a 51-32 win over Bertrand. Kind enough to join us is Nancy Lockman, the head girls' basketball coach for the Hornets. First of all, congratulations. Nice win tonight.
Thank you very much.
Bertrand made it interesting. You had a lead throughout the entire first half. They shortened it down a little bit late in the second quarter, but in that third, they cut the lead down to three, and that kind of tested the mettle of your team. They could have folded. Well, they finished the game on like a 25-6 run from that point on. That says something about your team.
This group, I was just saying, teams make runs at us. And I don't know, it's nothing with the coach, and I'm sure. But these kids always seem to answer. You know, there's been a couple losses on our schedule. We haven't answered to that team yet. But these kids, every time a team makes a run, they'll get it down. And sometimes they've taken the lead from us. But these kids somehow find a spurt. And, you know, I'm very proud of that because they dig deep.
It seemed that your press kept Bertrand from getting really set comfortably offensively. Plus, you were able to score a lot of points in transition.
Yeah, we did early in the game. And in that third quarter, I think, you know, they were getting out and breaking our press a little bit. We were getting a little bit tired. And so we backed it off after that and got a little more legs under us.
And again, you kind of – you struggled offensively early in that third quarter, but once you guys kind of got going with a couple of minutes left in the third, really that fourth quarter had a real nice offensive flow to it.
Yeah, early in that third quarter, we had the ball inside several times. We missed 5-point blank shots, I believe. So, you know, you make those, it's a whole different ball game. And give credit to Bertrand. I mean, they didn't quit on us, and they made us work hard, and that's great to have.
A kind of an untraditional game here for Kelby because she didn't score any field goals, only 1 point all night, but she didn't hang her head. She did a lot of damage for you down low. I had her for 10 rebounds in the game.
Yeah, she did a nice job rebounding for us. She's the kid that missed last week due to a hip injury, and so, you know, she's been sitting for about 10 days, hasn't done anything basically physically. We let her practice a little bit last night, and and thought we'd need her tonight, and she did a good job rebounding. She's a little frustrated with the offensive end, but like I told her, you know, when you set that many days, it takes a little bit to get back in the routine.
And Danny Most led you, as she has most of the season, right at her season average. She finished with 20 points, 10 rebounds. Talk a little bit about what she provided you guys tonight.
And they came out in a triangle and two with Danny. We were expecting probably a box and one or a diamond one, but they had one on Darby also. That was a little bit different. We really hadn't prepared quite for that, hadn't seen that out of them in any films. She does a nice job of getting open, and our kids do a nice job of trying to set some picks for her. And she took the ball to the hoop. We got out on transition a few times, and she took the ball to the hoop, which is good to see.
And Gussie in the first half had 10 points in the first half. Really helped you guys build a lead that really, you know, well, you never gave up the entire game.
Exactly. Gussie hit a couple threes. I don't know if she's even made two threes all season. So she hit a couple threes that were big for us. That sure helped. And, you know, our other kids knew they were going to try to take Danny away especially, and we didn't know where Kelby'd be. So, you know, our other kids knew they had to step up their game, and they did.
Final minute here with Nancy Lockman, who will be taking Giltner to the Girls State Basketball Tournament for the third straight year. Third time's the charm. That's what they always say. What are some things you kind of feel you're going to have to improve on to really do some damage in Lincoln?
Like I say, it's a matter of who we match up with down there. But, you know, we think we're going to get a little better matchup than we have maybe the last couple years. We've had, I think, both the last 2 years we've had to play defending state champions, and you know, we're hoping with a little better matchup, but it's hard to tell what will happen with the rest of the games tonight. You know, we're not going to do a whole lot different. It's just a matter of being a little sharper, a little crisper with things. You know, yeah, we had a few turnovers, but that's a game of basketball sometimes, and you know, I think we need to get maybe a little better shape, but I don't know in a week if you can do that.
Well, but now you're a veteran ball club now. I mean, your third straight trip, these girls are used to it now.
Yeah, these girls are used to it. And, you know, we want to take that next step. We haven't got a win down there, you know, and this Giltner group has never been to state until 3 years ago. So there are no wins, and we want to take that step. That first game is going to be very important to us.
Well, best of luck to you, and we'll follow you down there.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it, Coach. That's Nancy Lockman, the head girls basketball coach here for Giltner. They win it by a final of 51-32. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Bertrand head coach Brent Streeter when we come back right after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Gibbon. Your final, Giltner with a 51-32 win over Bertrand. Giltner makes it to the Girls State Basketball Tournament. The Vikings end up one game short. Kind enough to join us is Bertrand head coach Brent Streeter. And, Coach, we were kind of talking before we got on the air that you guys really were able to battle. I mean, you fell behind by 16, 18 points in the first half, made it into a seven-point ball game early in the third quarter, cut it down to three, and then after that it just – I don't want to say you ran out of gas because you guys kept battling, but just weren't able to get over the hump.
Right. You know, early in the game, our girls came out probably a little too excited, a little nervous. We didn't handle the pressure early as well as we wanted to. It's not that it causes turnovers, but took us out of our rhythm and timing a little bit. And I think we got down by 12 at one point in time, might have been 13. We were able to battle back to go into the halftime, only down by 7, I believe it was.
Yep.
And we were there, we settled down, then we came out in the second half and established some momentum. We took them out of their press, we attacked it, got some buckets on it. where, you know, early on in the game, I thought we had some opportunities, missed a couple layups, didn't shoot. I think we're 1-for-7 at the free throw line at half, which is usually a strength of ours. So we did what we wanted to do. We just didn't convert, thus having to come back. But you said it. We got it down within 3 in the third quarter, made a run, and then it seemed like to late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, they hit back-to-back threes. We came down with no answer, and then pretty soon it got to snowballing on us. And they shot incredible from the free throw line, 13 to 16, I believe, is what I seen. But and then we just couldn't get a break after that. So
I think Brittany hit 3 straight buckets for you. We had 3 straight possessions to start that third quarter. She finished with 10. Was that by design? Were you looking to get the ball inside to her?
We always have been. They had the 1-3-1 defense early, and we weren't seeing the high post pin very good. Then we went to 2-3 and were able to hit the dead corner to the high post, which is part of what we are, part of our plan. So she does good, and she's a excellent player and excellent person. So I'm glad she went out with some with a pretty good game, and for our whole team, they, like you said, they battled. We just didn't have enough to sustain that last push we made.
Yeah, and it seemed like eventually they just kind of wore you down.
Yeah, they did. They just have really good athletes across the board. We started out in a mimic defense, trying to take away who we thought their 2 best athletes were. Maybe not their best basketball players necessarily. And they just had too many other weapons. Like number 10, Rhodes hit 2 or 3 3-pointers in that first half. It just really was, you know, kind of took us out of what our game plan was. So we got credit Giltner. They have too many good athletes to run that kind of stuff. And eventually their good shooters took over. So congratulations to Giltner.
Yeah, and unfortunately you have to say goodbye to Allison Mason, Brittany Shipp, and Madison Pearson. You know, 3 starters for you, Savannah High, Catherine Chesterman. Talk a little bit about what they've meant to the program.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's 6 seniors here that I hope stick together forever.
And I forgot Carly Nelson, I apologize.
Yeah, Carly Nelson there too. They're a great bunch of people, and that's the main thing. Build character through playing high school sports, build a bunch of memories. They're going to put a plaque on the wall, so someday they can say they're responsible for that. Of course, everybody knows they have an outstanding volleyball season. Hopefully that continues into their track season. They're great at everything. You know, they just extracurricular activities. They have a speech meet tomorrow. They got to get up and go to at 6:30. So they're just real active in our school. They couldn't be better people, and we're going to miss their character a ton.
Well, and you know, you kind of mentioned it. You got some good young kids coming back down the road as well.
You betcha. You know, we got our point guard coming back who keeps the game running fluid for us. We have 3 outstanding athletes in a sophomore class: Molly Capps, Haley Donnell, and Alexa Berry. So we'll add to it. We have a group of freshmen that have an outstanding season on their own right. As far as in the first games we played during the regular seasons, I think they only lost 1 game. And we have a couple injuries. We got a couple juniors that didn't play. And hopefully they come in and give us some post action next year. And we'll try to keep building on what these seniors this year have pretty much built since they were freshmen. And just getting better every year. We never got to where we were a great team, but we are a good team. And we'll take a plaque home with us.
Well, and for that, congratulations, Brent. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Best luck to you down the road. That's Brent Streeter, the head girls basketball coach for the Vikings. They fall here tonight to Giltner by a final of 51-32. Other scores for you. Again, it was a comfortable lead that we gave to you at last report for Dundee County. And Dundee County does pick up the win against Ravenna, a final of 62-48. And so the Tigers of Dundee County are able to pick up the district championship game over Ravenna. That game, of course, on our sister station on Classic.